Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us via video connection to his home in Florida will be joining us coming up for the balance of the hour to talk about his new book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. Paul Craig Roberts' great new book put out by Counterpunch. And we look forward to talking to him. And we'll also open the phones up for your financial questions for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Look, my issue here is the banks are charging all these new fees. They've gone up on credit card rates, claiming that's some type of reform. My employees go and deposit their checks at Wells Fargo, you name it. They make them wait 7 days to get their money. The point is they're using your money. And a lot of people say, well, the Federal Reserve could just print more money, even though the FDIC is running out of money, and just give them more. And they're already monetizing our debt, so that's true. But they may shut down supplying people with money because they want to cause rioting. The point is, why did the feds put this regulation in that was adopted January 1st? And secondarily, no, this news report is real. PrisonPlanet.com article has a link to the Citigroup website. Citigroup says feds ordered 7-day restrictions on bank withdrawals. An important story. It's up there on the site. We'll get into more of it later. Then we have Gordon Brown Friday calling for a new global constitution of the banks to bring in, quote, a new world order where we'll pay our carbon taxes directly to the banks. That ties in with the article out of the News of Australia, Secret Summit of Top Bankers. This is back from February 6th, 2 weeks ago. The world's top central bankers began arriving in Australia yesterday as renewed fears about the strength of the global economy recovery gripped world share markets. Representatives from 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including the U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location, the Herald Sun reports. Ah, yes, meeting in secret. Meanwhile, they have an organized, concerted global devaluation of currencies. It was in November of last year that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, head of policy, the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, said, look for the euro to go down, look for the reverse carry trade to come back into the U.S. early next year and to boost the dollar for a time, but then it'll pull down all currencies. Well, that actually happened. I guess he's a pretty smart guy. That's why he's been listed by many publications, like Forbes, as one of the top 10 economists in the world. He'll be talking to us again coming up after this break. But it's a black hole. It's sucking all currencies in, and gold will go down, but pogo stick right back up. In fact, gold is way, way up today, despite all the demonization and bashing of gold. What's going on with that? We'll ask Dr. Paul Craig Roberts his take as well. And also tax time coming up to the Federal Reserve's little collector, the Internal Revenue Service. We've got Rasmussen reporting 75% of Americans angry at their government. Only 21% say government has consent of the governed. So they've got 79% not agreeing with the government. Are we going to see more of these kamikaze-type attacks like we saw? We're going to play his FAA last transmissions coming up in the next hour before he crashed into that IRS/FBI office building in North Austin, just a few miles from where I sit. We'll also continue to look at the global warming hoax imploding. Climate scientists withdraw journal claims of rising sea levels. London Guardian study claimed in 2009 that sea levels would rise up to 82 centimeters by the end of the century. But the report's author now says true estimates is still unknown. More fraud. Now they admit they were lying about the Himalayas melting. Now they admit that the ice sheets have gotten bigger, not smaller. Now they admit that the polar bear numbers are way up, not way down. It's all lies, all fraud, all scams. And it's all coming up today as we break it down. Ron Paul won the straw poll at CPAC. The neocons are in full panic mode. Stay with us. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Moore's film, Capitalism, is already online. I haven't seen it, but I've talked to Jason Burmes, someone made a copy and showed him. And Michael Moore exposes an internal Citibank document in the film that isn't even out yet, that talks about how they're destroying the economy by design. We have the head climatologist at NASA writing a book saying they want to destroy the industrial economy to save the environment. We have Bill Gates talking about this. We have Maurice Strong at the UN. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. But joining us for the next 51 minutes, the author of How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts. And he joins us via video connection from his home. And this book is just now hitting store shelves, or here in the near future. We'll get the actual details from Dr. Roberts. I just got this in the mail Friday, just had a chance to scan over it today. Excellent book from this multi-time best-selling author. Of course, he was an editor at Wall Street Journal, the father of Reaganomics, head of policy under Ronald Reagan at the Department of Treasury. And he's a real conservative who's spoken out against the neocons and this whole system. And it's great to have him joining us. Sir, thanks for coming on.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Well, so much is happening. And before I start throwing out questions, what is most important on your radar today, sir?
Well, the book.
Well, let's talk about the book.
Well, that's a good idea, Alex, because what I'm able to do in this book, in just common sense terms, it's easy to read, very short chapters, is to explain to people how their economic future has been destroyed. There are many villains, but the biggest one is the offshoring of the jobs. Because when you offshore the jobs, you offshore the incomes. And when you offshore the incomes, you offshore the gross domestic product. And so what offshoring does is it makes us poorer. It's a process of becoming less developed. And it destroys career opportunities. It destroys the ladders of upward mobility. And it makes recovery from recessions impossible because there's nothing left to recover.
Well, sir, you're not a sick person. You tried to cut taxes for America, one of the biggest growth rates we ever had in the last century, if I'm correct, the second fastest growth rate in the 20th century. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you want people to do well. You want to empower the free market. And so talking to you in the past, it seems you have somewhat of a blind spot, or correct me if I'm wrong, towards believing that the system would want to destroy and consolidate power to create monopolies. But I have all the globalist own statements that this is what they want. But regardless, this is the end scenario. This is what globalization and offshoring has delivered to us, is deindustrialization, lowering standard of livings across the West.
That's exactly correct. Whether it's an intentional plan or whether it's the result of incompetence and incentives and greed, it doesn't much matter because the effect on the people is the same. And until they have a grasp of it, they can't react no matter what the cause is.
Well, let's specifically talk about the disease and what's happened with NAFTA and GATT and the rest of it. Versus the cure, because you cover the disease and the cure in your book.
Well, as I said, Alex, and as you know, there are many adverse happenings, and the book mentions a number of them, but its main focus is on the offshoring of the jobs. And this came about largely, in my view, because of the incentive structure. Wall Street pressured corporations to increase the shareholder return, that is, to be more profitable, produce more capital gains. The government passed a law that a company could not deduct executive pay in excess of $1 million, as a business expense, unless it was performance-related. And an earlier reform, which requires quarterly reporting, the unintended result of that was to focus companies and the top executives on very short-run profits. So you had that kind of incentive system. Now, what kept it from going wrong for a long time was it wasn't really possible to offshore the jobs because there was no high-speed internet, and so you couldn't have intellectual work, skilled professional work like engineering done offshore and sent in. And the world was still socialist. You couldn't open factories in communist China and hire their labor, for example. And so the collapse of world socialism, the rise of the high-speed internet, created a totally new economic environment in which the incentives that already existed, the cap on executive pay, the pressure from Wall Street on the firms, the result was that firms started closing plant equipment in the United States, or if they built new plant equipment, build it abroad, and they greatly increased the profits and their own remuneration by substituting very cheap foreign labor for American labor. And this has now gone on long enough that many American firms that we once knew as manufacturing firms, they're really just marketing firms selling an American brand name that's made offshore. And so by moving all these jobs and facilities offshore, they have reduced the opportunities for Americans, increased them for foreigners, and when the goods come back in, they count as imports and are responsible for a good percentage of our very large trade deficit, which in turn has to be financed by giving over the ownership of the existing American assets, existing companies, real estate, even toll roads. Foreigners now even own 99-year leases on toll roads in Virginia and Illinois and in other states. And so when they then end up as owners of the tolls, the capital gains, the dividends, the rents, the interest that were formerly going into American coffers, they now go abroad too. So this worsens the current account deficit, which is the next step up from the trade deficit. So it's put the United States in a situation where it is now a massive debtor. It has massive debts to service, and yet it has massive deficits, both domestic budget deficits and trade deficits that make it increasingly impossible to service. So that is a dilemma. How do you bring an economy back that's in that situation?
Well, how do you do that?
Well, to the extent that it could be done, I think there are two things that you have to do. First, you have to protect the dollar's reserve currency role, because if we lose that, we can't pay for our import bill. We simply can't pay for the imports. So they would have to do something to bring the jobs back. Now, historically, you could have relied on high tariffs on goods made offshore, but we now have so many trade agreements that we would have to wiggle out of that might not be possible. But what you could do is change the way you tax corporations. Instead of having an income tax, you could tax them according to where the value is added to their product. In other words, if their worldwide production, if the value is added mainly in the United States, then they would have a low tax rate. But if it was added abroad, China, for example, they would have a high tax rate. And so you could use taxation then to offset the advantage of the very low-cost foreign labor. If you did that, you would then be showing the world, hey, look, they're going to get the trade deficit under control. They're going to, again, have an economy that makes things and creates high-paid jobs and restores a middle class. So that would be one thing that could be done, at least conceptually. Now, of course, the large global corporations would fight it, and they don't want that. They want the profits that they get from the cheap foreign labor. So whether or not the government or the people could prevail over these powerful moneyed interests, we'd have to doubt very much. But conceptually, that would be something that could be done. Now, on the budget deficit front, you know, the budget deficit now is horrendous. The world has never seen deficits to be financed of this magnitude. The deficits exceed the trade surpluses of our trading partners, which is what has been financing the budget deficit. In fact, I think they exceed the world savings. So what could you do? Well, you could certainly stop the wars. The wars don't serve any interest of the American people. They're extremely expensive. They would have to cut, and they not only have to stop the wars, they would have to cut the defense budget. They'd have to close those 700 or more foreign bases. They would have to give up this goal of world hedge enemy, the empire. We can't afford it. There's no money for it.
All right. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we've got a break. When we come back, let's continue with what has to be cut. Now, the majority of Democrats are against all the empires and all the bases that come with that empire. Ron Paul just won the big CPAC straw poll of conservatives by one of the biggest margins ever, trouncing Mitt Romney by 9 points. But the establishment that controls the liberals and conservatives doesn't want that. So the question is, can we take our country back and shut down the empire in time?
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers. Have a nice video hookup with Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. I think it's the best Skype connection we've ever had with anybody. How the economy was lost, the war of the worlds. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, is the book available yet, Dr. Roberts?
Alex, it's available from the Counterpunch website. I think it must be almost now available from Amazon. I don't know how they intend to market it, whether they are going to put it into bookstores or whether simply market it through online sellers like Amazon. But it is available now from Counterpunch's book site. And I think the availability date for Amazon is March 1st, but it may already be available.
Okay, so folks are really hearing about it here first then. And again, you've had several bestsellers previously through giant publishers. And, of course, the folks over at Counterpunch are great. The book is excellent read and also looks great. Why'd you go with Counterpunch? To get it out quickly?
Well, actually, it was their idea. And Alex Coben approached me, and he said, and so I had an easy time of it. So,
well, we're glad you got it out so quickly. Okay, this is a short segment. We'll continue to get into solutions and more of what's currently happening in the world in the next segment. But going into break, I brought up Ron Paul winning CPAC by one of the biggest margins ever, similar margins that Ronald Reagan got there in 1979 and then again in 1980. At CPAC, for those that don't know, the very important Republican national meeting of key leadership that they have, as well as grassroots conservatives, Ron Paul, who's anti-imperial war, this sends a strong message to Fox News and the neocons and Glenn Beck, who are beating the war drums for Iran. You talk about solutions. We're going to get more into those, but instead of going with tried and true solutions that you're discussing, they want more wars, more taxes, more regulations. Glenn Beck wants a value-added and sales tax on top of the income tax. They know Kennedy cut taxes by 50%. The tax rolls doubled. So why do they want more taxes? I mean, they're not complete idiots. And Obama wants all these new taxes and all the greenhouse gas taxes. He says he's going to have the government implement through the EPA, regardless of the Senate not passing his bill. So they're obviously doing things that will accelerate the destruction of our faltering economy.
That's exactly right. They're going to drive the American people into the ground, except for, 1% or even less, half of 1% of the population, the super rich on Wall Street. That's exactly what they're going to do. And the reason they want this this global warming stuff, this cap and trade, is because it creates a new product, a new instrument that can be sold, traded, that is, the right to pollute. And Wall Street, of course, will create derivatives based on the right to pollute. And that's really what the whole environmental scare is all about. There's a lot, of course, sincere people who are concerned about the environment. But it's the moneyed interests who are funding it and who are behinding it. And they're creating a new property right, the right to pollute, that will be very valuable, that will be sold, and that they can create financial instruments such as derivatives on the basis of. So the whole thing is a hoax. It's really a hoax. It's like the subprime derivatives. And it's for the enrichment of the investment banks, Goldman Sachs, for example. So we have a country whose economic policy serves no one but the war industries and the investment banks. And everyone else is being driven into the ground, even the big industrial concerns. Look at General Motors. Look at our automobile industry. These are the epitome of capitalism. It's driven into the ground. So what we have is Lenin's financial capitalism, where the banks control everything and rip everybody off. And that's the type of economy that has evolved here, and it's what we're living in today.
So there's really no indicator of the establishment reversing course. In fact, I've seen many articles in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, with the big bank heads celebrating their expanded power out of the crisis that they authored.
Well, see, they got away with it, and they blocked all the efforts to bring back regulation, which would have protected the people against the crisis. And now you see what the Goldman Sachs head, Hank Paulson, the former Treasury Secretary, what he is doing now is he's out leading a campaign to pay for the bailout of the banks by taking away people's Social Security and Medicare coverage.
Let's talk about that after the quick break. Let's get into the expanded looting of the already tiny savings of this debtor nation. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. The book is How the Economy Was Lost. Our website's InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Sandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're live at 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, best-selling author, has put out a new book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. We're going to break it down more, why it has that title, what's in the book. You can get it at the Counterpunch website or at Amazon.com. Don't forget InfoWars.com and our online video bookstore. We have Jesse Ventura's new book. It's not even out until March 1st, but we have it. We have the books. We'll be shipping them out then to everybody. And it's $24.95 in hardcover, The Top Conspiracies and Corruption in Government He Exposes. You can get it for $19.95 and get one of my films or one of the other films we carry. We have a list of them there free. That's a $45 value for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. Our best seller right now after Fall of the Republic of other books and videos we carry is Shadow Government with Catherine Albrecht, of course, Daniel Estulin, G. Edward Griffin, and many others. Very powerful film, Shadow Government. How Weed Won the West by Kevin Booth. I'm in it. Of course, part two of American Drug War that aired on Showtime. This exposed the government narcotics trafficking, how they now want to restrict vitamins and minerals. Canada's already starting it, just like marijuana. It's a 10th Amendment issue, how Weed Won the West, now shipping at InfoWars.com. Have some specials. And, of course, so Fall of the Republic, the preeminent film on the entire globalist takeover, the banking scam, the environmental fraud they use to tax people, Fall of the Republic, discounted massively at InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you got cut off by the break. You were talking about how the economy's falling apart. They know this. They're squeezing the public. I saw an article you wrote about we're now a police state. We should probably get back into that. Clearly, they've made the decision, and I have it in Citibank document I'm going to cover in the next hour after you leave us, where they've made the decision to make us paupers as a tool of control and to enrich themselves. So they're not adopting your solutions, and we're going to go over more of those. How then, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, do you see this unfolding? 3.5 months ago, you predicted that the euro would go down first, the dollar would go up when the carry trade reversed. You explained that. But then it would also start sucking the dollar down next. That's now happening. Gold's going back up really fast. So look into your economic crystal ball if you can and try to give us an idea of where this is going.
Well, Alex, I think the one check, if there is a check on this unaccountable government power that we are faced with that's trying to roll us up, the one check on them is how long the dollar will last. And if it doesn't last long enough, that is, if it loses its acceptability as the world currency, they won't be able to pay for their empire. And so the whole thing could come to a screeching halt from dollar failure. And it's also possible that some of the other countries in the world who are not willing pieces of the New World Order, who do not participate in the construction of the U.S. empire, China, for example, they also hold tremendous amounts of treasury bonds. And in a way, this gives them a weapon over us. So how far they can be pushed, at what point do they realize that they are in the gun sights too, and then take some sort of action on their own that would help to derail the unaccountable American government, both here at home and abroad. Now, what's the American government doing? As far as I can tell, the plan is to hem in Russia with anti-ballistic missile systems on its border to turn former constituent parts of the Russian Empire into the American Empire with American military bases, and in this way try to negate Russia's military potential, their nuclear deterrent, and shove them out of the way in this way. And so that is one of Washington's greatest goals. The next is to build up the war against Iran. They want to attack Iran. It's the last remaining independent country in the Middle East. And once they have complete control over the Middle East, that's how they then deal with China, exactly as in the 20th century the United States dealt with Japan. Cut them off from oil. So that is what the strategic plan in Washington is. And that's the plan. Whether or not President Obama knows it or is even a willing or knowing participant. But that's the plan. It's what they're after.
All right. Let's walk through those different pieces you just laid out. Of course, back on 888, you and others in 2008 were pointing out this was a provocation to start war with Russia. And now a White House insider in the Raw Story article is up on the TV screen right now. The book, A Little War That Shook the World, White House insider that Cheney wanted to go ahead and go to war with Russia with that provocation, having the Georgian, U.S., NATO, Israeli-backed forces go in and sneak attack them. I mean, this shows a level of just brazen, really insanity, Hitlerian-type desire for power that he was willing to go ahead with. And now China is seeing that it's continuing under Obama. And the PLA, as you know, said we want to start dumping treasury bonds, kill the dollar. And so China now is considering all of this as a threat, is realizing it. So it seems that things are really heating up with Hillary threatening sanctions on China if they don't go along with, quote, crippling sanctions on Iran. So it does appear the pieces are being moved into place. We have Gates still at the Pentagon, that it seems as if it's business as usual with left cover with Obama, and that they really are at least considering World War III.
Yes, I think that's the intention. This is insanely risky because it means the use of nuclear weapons. And, of course, we won't escape that. And there's no missile defense against the Russian ICBMs that can work completely. In fact, what the Russians will do, they'll use cruise missiles to take out all those missile defenses and then launch. So it shows a form of insanity. Look, for years, the neoconservatives have wanted to go to war with Russia. Back years ago, when I was on the committee for the present danger, which was a group of former high government officials who were concerned about the Soviet Union and wanted to be sure it didn't get an upper hand, some members tried to bring neoconservatives onto the committee, and the rest of them blackballed them and said, no, we don't want to go to war with Russia. We just don't want to become vulnerable. And during the Reagan administration, Reagan had to say over and over, no, I don't want to win the Cold War. I want to end it. And the neoconservatives would get madder and madder because they wanted to win it. And so they've been dying for a nuclear war with Russia. If you read their statements, their articles, their programs, they have no fear of a nuclear war. And you can remember, even the ones that have not been in the government, like Billy Crystal, the editor of the Weekly Standard. I mean, he says things like, well, what's the good of nuclear weapons if you can't use them?
And let's talk about that. His father was the head heir of Trotsky, and that's been in the Washington Post, that this was a group of communists who always hated Stalin because he kicked them out. They came to Mexico City and then infiltrated. I mean, this is truly a sickening group leading conservatism, and it's a big rebuke of them that Ron Paul won the CPAC poll.
Now, that's a mysterious thing to me. Now, I don't keep up with CPAC, but I can remember it years ago. But and you tell me if I'm right, but I think the CPAC people were in the neocons' clutches, weren't they? Weren't they all for?
Absolutely.
And now all of a sudden, so what that seems to show is that some of the people have woken up, have caught on, and things look less hopeless if people wake up and catch on, which is one of the reasons I so much admire you. You do a better job of informing people than the mainstream media does. And so if people catch on, that is another constraint. And if the catching on is growing, then the constraint on the government grows. Now, that doesn't mean they won't try to roll over everybody. But it may not be an easy thing to do. It's a large country. And what's happening because of the economy, they're killing the economy. In fact, they've been killing it for 10 years. You know, look, Alex, at the beginning of this century, first years of this new decade in the 21st century, Senator Schumer, the New York Democrat, and I, we opened the new year with an article in the New York Times pointing out that offshoring was killing the economy. And it caused a sensation because here was a Reaganite and a left-wing Democrat challenging what everybody thought was free trade. And so immediately the Brookings Institution held a conference in Washington and invited all the big shots, and C-SPAN came and televised it and showed it over and over, and where we made the case that offshoring would completely destroy the economy and the job prospects of Americans. And it wouldn't just be the blue-collar workers. It would be the university graduates. It would be essentially everybody. And during this conference, I predicted that in 20 years, the United States would be a third world country if this continued. And it's continued. And we now have increasing attributes of a third world country. The only jobs available are domestic services.
And now that's contracting. A lot of the economic numbers I see say that unemployment's really over 20%. From Dr. Roberts, looking at the numbers yourself, is that accurate that we see out a lot of these big financial analyst groups? They're saying 20 to 22%.
If you measure the unemployment rate, the way it was measured in 1980, it's currently 22%. Yes. And the 10% figure is a headline number. The government itself knows it's no good, and the government's real number is about 17%.
Well, let me give you an example. I'm in Austin, Texas, rated as the best city in the country in this now endless recession. And I try to go to restaurants I went to in the past closed. Many of the shopping malls and strip centers, half the shops are closed or starting to close. My audience has tripled the last 2 years, more than tripled. But the same amount of money's coming in from video, book sales, advertising that was coming in 3 years ago. And I've talked to everybody else in radio, TV, everything. It's the same. The economy is, well, we've seen the numbers. Texas has the highest drop in sales taxes that it's ever had in its history. The same for 41 states. I saw a Business Journal article last week. I mean, every indicator is things are falling apart and the government's only passing more taxes. And then meanwhile, 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities where illegal aliens are above the law and don't get arrested for DWI or assault, and there's more illegals coming in, bankrupting the welfare rolls. I mean, this is I don't think it's going to take another 10 years for us to be a third-world country. I'd say if this continues, what, 3-4 years, doctor?
Well, that's there's a lot of stored wealth. It would last a while. But you're on to a good point. Let's talk for a minute about what a declining economy does to the people, to marriage, to the self-esteem of unemployed men, what it does to the social fabric. Now, that unemployment rate, 22%, it masks a lot of things that are much worse. For example, the unemployment rate of white males, say 24 to 35, you know, in the career-forming years, it's higher than 22%. The unemployment rate of inner-city blacks is horrendous. It's more like, you know, 67%. What you see is the not just the destruction of the economy, but the destruction of the society, of social cohesion, and you're seeing the destruction of the poorer classes of whites, which is now they're now living the life like inner city blacks, and so what the whole country is coming apart at the seams.
Let me ask you a question. I've seen the number of 22%, and you're confirming that unemployment, and that if you add in the underemployed, it's close to 40% total that are unemployed or underemployed, meaning people can't make ends meet. They're not lazy. They're working 2-3 jobs. And then I get these Wall Street guys on, like Damon Vickers, and he just says, well, that's because a lot of people are just lazy. No, people aren't lazy.
No, that's exactly right. There aren't any jobs. There aren't any jobs. And you see, as I say in the book, to recover, you have to have an economy. But we don't. We gave it away for what they call the new economy, which was a hoax. There isn't any new economy. And so nothing is done in Washington to get the economy back. And they're continuing to give it away. And this is why I think they will not succeed in their world aims, because the economy will collapse out from under them, the dollar will collapse out from under them, and I couldn't predict what the consequences of that type of disaster would be, but it would be horrendous. And so I don't believe that they can just march right ahead and achieve the aims that we've identified. I think they'll run into the lack of resources.
Well, Doctor, let me throw a few wild cards in. It's official. Microsoft, Time, Newsweek, New York Times, they're all calling to censor the web, make you have a web ID to get on. The Pentagon is taking over all the Internet grids. They admit in the cybersecurity bill it is to take over the web. It says the new job hiring, the new bubble in Internet will be government hiring high school and college kids to serve in this. We're now being censored more and more. So they're moving to block us talking about the raping that we're all going under right now. And I also believe they're going to play the staged terror card. We know that Christmas underwear thing was staged. Can you comment? Well, we're going to go to break. I want to come back and have you comment on that, because I know that they've designed this, and they believe, whether they're right or not, they're going to get away with it, starting new wars, staging terror attacks, curtailing the Internet. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the other side. His book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, available now on the Internet and in stores. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, this song is fitting. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So, put your foot down on the pedal. So, never mind them brakes.
Are we going to do what they say?
Here it is. Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, Geithner, who doesn't pay his income taxes, to meet with Austin IRS today to play the part of a victim. The White House, Geithner, they're never doing press conferences anymore. I mean, they hardly do them, like Bush did. But he's going to show up and play the part of a victim. Now, they say they're going to have a press conference. They don't say when, but it looks like it's going to be in the next 2 hours. We need local media to get over there. In fact, I ought to just send the guys to get over. In fact, just send Rob doing them right now. They need to get over there right now because it looks like it hadn't happened yet, and we'll just announce it to everybody. Everybody get on over there to the media press conference and ask Geithner why he doesn't pay his taxes and how he can. You know, Dr. Roberts, shifting gears, you have so much of Congress, so much of the White House not paying or cheating on their taxes. When you were the head of policy at Treasury, I'd always read that if you had any tax trouble, you couldn't even be employed as a clerk at the Treasury involved with the IRS. And now Geithner just, you know, says taxes. I don't need to pay any stinking taxes.
Right. Yeah, it's an amazing deterioration. And, you know, the United States has never been perfect at any stage. But just looking at the decline in public character and integrity in a very short time since Ronald Reagan to now, it's frightening. It's like a totally different country, a totally different government. There are no standards. They let Goldman Sachs come in. Goldman Sachs has run the Treasury since Clinton. They run the Fed. This is an extraordinary thing. Nobody, there's no accountability.
Well, I've got a bunch of quick questions for you on that subject. I noticed that Spain's investigating, Reuters reported, and now a Goldman Sachs minion is now taking over the default and the control of the of Greece's economy. And we know from big pieces that have been written in the U.S. that Goldman Sachs bet against the housing market while telling people to invest in it and bragged about how it would knock off their competition. That was in McClatchy newspapers. We had the reporter on. I mean, these guys really are the villains here. Can you speak to what's happening with the pigs, as they're called, in Europe right now?
Well, these are the most financially weak countries that were brought into the European Union, into the euro, mainly through a mad determination of the EU bureaucrats to expand the thing everywhere. So they end up with a lot of financially weak countries whose public indebtedness exceeds all the regulations that are supposed to govern their financial activities. And since these countries now use the common currency that they cannot themselves print, they can no longer print the money to pay off their bonds. And so when their bonds get in trouble, they can't protect themselves. And they're relying on the richer countries in the EU, such as Germany.
And same thing with Iceland. So every time the bankers finance the EU, they're on record doing it. It's a big setup to be able to vampirically feed on people.
That's right. I think that part of the trouble these weak financial countries are having was induced by the investment banks or the hedge funds who speculated against their bonds and helped to drive them into this type of a situation. You could even say, if you're conspiratorial-minded, that we, the United States, set this up as an attack on the euro. Because it's a way that lengthens the life of the dollar as reserve currency by creating these internal problems within the euro monetary system.
All right, stay there, doctor. Got a break. Five more minutes with you to finish up on that and your great article about America now being an official police state. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.